WDW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. I am here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic with this live, interactive video broadcast and chat every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. There's also the audio podcast, which you can find in iTunes, the blog, videos, live events, my Walt Disney World trivia books, CDs, mobile apps, and lots more. You can, of course, find everything over at wdwradio.com. And tonight's show is sponsored by The Ears of Steel, the new book that asks you if you are man enough to go to Walt Disney World, or maybe you have a man in your life that thinks he's a little bit too macho to go to Disney. It's a guidebook unlike anything other, aimed at guys who think maybe a little bit too tough for Disney, but there's everything from pork shanks at the tavern to the best steakhouses to golf, beer, wine, ESPN Club, and lots more. It's funny, it's a little bit different, and you can get a free excerpt of the book by visiting the Intrepid Traveler's website over at intrepidtraveler.com. Again, that's Ears of Steel. That's coming out, I think, sometime this month, the next couple of weeks. So, all right, let's get right into this week's Walt Disney World news. And if you have listened to the show in the past, you know chances are I may start off with food. And changes are coming. Changes are coming at the end of October to the dining policy, not the food itself. Because starting on October 31st, that's a Thursday, all, that means each and every one of the table service restaurants in Walt Disney World are now going to require a credit card to guarantee and hold the reservation. Any reservation that's not canceled before 11:59 p.m. the night before the reservation date is going to be assessed a $10 fee at all restaurants in the pork, in the parks and at the resorts. Things like Hoop-Dee-Doo, places that already have sort of a prepayment like Hoop-Dee-Doo, Spirit of Aloha Show, that's going to continue with the existing policy. But I think what this new policy is going to do is stop some people from making multiple dining reservations, which now is a little bit tougher to do because you do need to log in. And if there is a conflict, the Disney reservation system will prevent you from doing that. But what it's also going to do is maybe having you and your mom or your sister or your friend make multiple reservations because maybe you're not sure where you want to go. Is it going to be the Wave? Is it going to be Kona? Are you going to eat inside the parks? Are you going to a beer garden? So you make used to make sometimes multiple reservations and then just let them go. Well, what that would do is sort of tie up the system and not allow people who want to get into those restaurants or even do walk-ups to do it. So I think what that's going to do is hopefully, and I think it's obviously the point of this, is to make it easier to get table service restaurants that it has been in the past and get walk-ups as well too. I don't have any sort of issue with this problem. You do need to make sure you remind yourself to cancel if you are not going to be able to go. If you do have some questions about it, Disney did also set up a special line if you have questions about the cancellation policy. But what I would do is if you got a smartphone, we all pretty much do, set a reminder the day before your ADR saying, hey, if you're not going to make it, make sure you cancel it so you don't get charged the $10. Speaking of dining, there's a new offer at Walt Disney World that just came out this past week, last couple of days ago, where you can stay, play, and dine and save up to $600 if you're going between January 5th and March 5th, 2014. Based on a family of four, you can save from $400 to $600 based on a five-night, six-day Walt Disney World thing that includes either a quick service dining or the Magic Away Plus dining at Deluxe and Deluxeville Resorts. That is, again, for stays from January 5th through March 5th. You need to book by December 31st, 2013. You know, I recommend, it's because it's who I use, mousefantravel.com. They will obviously give you a free, no-obligation quote, answer any of your questions, too, about how and why, and it's a great time of year to go to come down to Walt Disney World and save literally hundreds, which sort of frees up more money for a additional food and possibly a souvenir for your child. All right, so it is October. It's October something. I don't know. It's October 9th. So that means, of course, it's time to start talking about Christmas. Because believe it or not, people are already starting to ask me, listen, I want to get down there. I know Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is coming up, but I want to be part of the Christmas Day Parade, which doesn't actually take place on Christmas Day. But that's when we sit home in our pajamas, eating Christmas Eve leftovers, watching Kelly Ripa, and I guess it's Michael Strahan? Kelly and someone. Kelly Ripa and somebody are going to be at the Christmas Day. But a lot of people want to be there for it, be part of the festivities. It is rumored that the Christmas Day Parade filming is going to be in the Magic Kingdom December 6th and the 8th. Probably they'll do the castle performances on Friday, the parade on Saturday. Usually they leave Sundays open in case of rain, in case of technical problems, whatever. It is subject to change without notice. There is no sort of guarantee that you can get up front. Be advised, if you are going to travel during those times, chances are you're going to have a tough time getting back and forth on Main Street, some longer waits. Production sometimes changes things in the on the schedule. So be advised. But if you are looking to try and get down there, I don't say to make a special trip for it, but if you're down there, it is neat to be part of the parade and some of the cool entertainment that goes on the castle stage. Finally, the Disney Parks blog announced that Frozen, which is coming to theaters on November 27th, is going to have a presence, of course, at Walt Disney World and at Disneyland. In Walt Disney World, Anna and her sister Elsa are going to appear in the Norway Pavilion at Epcot for meet and greets. You might be able to convince them to join you for a school bread thereafter. Also, in Norway, the Stave Church is going to be transformed into a show to show how Norway inspired the filmmakers to create Frozen. Over in Disneyland, you're going to find Olaf in Fantasyland, as previously announced in California Adventure. And Olaf is also going to host the new World of Color version called World of Color Winter Dream. So my question to you is, are you excited for Frozen? What about you guys who are watching live in the box? Are you excited for Frozen? Actually, here you go. Here's a better question for you. Are you more excited for Frozen, or are you more excited for Thor, the Dark World? Better yet, who is your favorite Norse character, right? Who is your favorite Norse character? Is it Thor? Is it Olaf? Is it Anna or Elsa? Or the little, the little frozen snowman guy that we've seen in the trailers? His name obviously escapes me. Let me know, right? Just have some fun. Leave your answer in the comment section below. I'll be watching the chat room as well. People are saying Frozen looks amazing. If Frozen is half as good as Tangled, it's going to be awesome. A lot of people saying Frozen. Some of the women are saying Thor for reasons that have nothing to do with the film themselves. The guys seem to be a little bit more leaning towards Thor based on your screen names in the box. Speaking of you who have been watching online, who have been following along online, I want to give a quick, big, huge, sincere thank you to all of you. This past weekend was our e-ticket event in Walt Disney World. We had our Great Movie Ride dinner inside. We had a private dinner inside the Great Movie Ride. Again, that was sponsored by Mouse Fan Travel. Thanks to Becky and her team for making an amazing night, which was a lot of fun, a lot of surprises, and great food as well, too. I could have spent the entire night in the Raiders of the Lost Ark section. Saturday, we had our inaugural, our first annual Epcot International Food and Wine Quest, where we crowned our Connoisseur of the Year. Thanks to everybody who participated in that. Big thanks to Christy for putting that together and for putting together our annual online auction to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. Thanks to all of you who donated funds, who bid, who donated items for the auction, and thanks to your generosity, we raised almost $4,000 in just a couple of days. So I really want to thank you. That goes a very, very long way towards sponsoring a child with a life-threatening illness and their family to come down in Walt Disney World and enjoy some of the magic that we get to do so very often. So I sincerely thank you for all that. Also, be sure and visit the website over at www.radio.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's food and wine time. It's Halloween. I've got new videos about things you need to do to get the most out of food and wine, the best ways to enjoy the Halloween party. Got a new video coming out this week with some of the things you need to try at food and wine as well. Also, be sure and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Lou Mangiello. Facebook.com/WDW Radio. Visit our events page, download the free app. Lots of good stuff going on over at WDW Radio. And be sure to join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here at WDWRadioLive.com. I am Lou Mangiello. Thanks so very much for watching. Have a great week, everybody. So until next time, see ya.